Well, not right offhand. I know there's plenty, but I can't think of them right now.
Okay. Do you have a term for an ugly girl? A girl who's very unattractive?
Not too much.
Have you ever heard the term dog used to describe a
dog?
Mm-hmm. Girl who's unattractive?
I would think so.
Okay. What names do you have for a very intelligent person? If you wanted to describe somebody who was very intelligent, what words would you use?
Well, I tell you what George Kent uses. He says the brain. Of course, I was giving out 30 minutes ago.
Okay, I ask you some names for a very intelligent person. Can you, anything other than a brain?
That just about covers that.
All right, what do you call the place where dead bodies are prepared and kept before a burial?
Let's see, that's in the mortuary. Dark room, no.
If you were going to sit with a family and the body was there, where would you say you were going?
That word is some kind of parlor. Now, what?
Would you call it a funeral parlor?
That would be one way to put it.
Okay.
But in other words, let me say this, in later years they don't do that. And they use a big reception room, you know. They don't use just a small room. It's a good wide span of a place. You go there and stay, but most of them at night now, they just have one watchman on the place and he just pulls the door to and keep his eyes on it, and that's all there is to it. Best way I know how to answer that one.
Okay, what do you call the vehicle that transports the dead person to the place where he's going to be buried?
We used to call them hearse. I don't know whether they still do or not.
Okay, that's what you would call
them. Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call the place where a person is buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call the headquarters of the police force?
See, now we've got to go down to I know that boy didn't come up with it. Station.
Okay.
We'll go down to the station.
All right, what do you call the place where violators of the law are locked up?
A lot of people call it the lockup, the jail.
Okay, are there any other words that you've heard in connection with a jail?
Right offhand, we'll let them two do.
All right. What do you call the club that a police officer carries?
Oh, it's Billy.
Okay. What do you call a building where firefighting equipment is kept?
Station. Firehouse.
Okay. If a person knows a politician well enough to get a personal favor from him, what do you call that kind of political influence?
Oh, that doesn't come under bribery, and yet he's buying something for nothing.
If a friend of yours knew a politician and he got a special favor from him, what would you say? What kind of influence would that person
have?
Politician. Or what would you, how would you describe that?
That's one I'm going to let ride, too.
Have you ever heard the term pull? Having pull?
Oh, yes, pull, yes.
Okay, or
Knowing Joe.
Okay. What do you call a public school for students in grades 1 through 6?
Let's see, you got your kindergarten, you got your elementary.
Okay, you call it an elementary school.
I believe I would.